You're listening to Inspiration Sounds, stories from the heart of the world. I'm Butsamudra Knox, and welcome to episode 8. Well, listeners, I'm still here in Malaysia and enjoying every moment of sun, sand, and surf. It's a chance to literally escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, to distance myself from the big city lights and retreat to a quiet and simple island in the South China Sea. It's an opportunity to reflect in stillness and silence and to look forward with fresh eyes. And it's funny because it also parallels the journey that we can make from the mind with all its thoughts crisscrossing like traces in the night sky to the oasis of the heart replete with light and beauty. And what I find working on Inspiration Sounds is that Sri Chinmoy's stories can act like a vehicle to take us from the ordinary world of the mind to the wisdom-flooded world of the heart, full of joy and delight. And so we find ourselves here on Inspiration Sounds, ready for the first story. And I'm grateful once again to have three guests to help me with this episode's stories, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Well, thank you very much, Butsamudra. Unaccustomed as I am to long, drawn-out speeches, I would like to take this opportunity to say that it will have been a great honour and a privilege to have been on the radio, although I do prefer the medium of the telly, through which I feel my humble talents can be more tangibly appreciated.
Thank you. Devashishi, we do have other guests.
Indeed. And I really feel that I'm happy to work with these guests, and they really need no introduction. In fact, I'd prefer if they...
Thanks very much, Devashishi. My name is Tejoshi Fanavalt, and I did have something to say, but I don't believe we have any time left. So suffice to say, I can hardly contain myself to be on the show today.
And my name is Sahadeva Torpi, and I'm the brother of the first special guest that we had today. And I am, unlike him, accustomed to long, drawn-out speeches. But today, I have been cut off with the lack of time. It is my honor and privilege to be part of Inspiration Sounds.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'm Butsamudra, and these are the stories from the heart of the world. The Zemindar's Servant, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsamudra Knox
and Sahadeva Torpi.
A village zamindar, a landowner and village tax collector, and his wife had a number of goats. A servant, a young boy, looked after them. The zamindar liked the boy very much, and his wife was suspicious of him. Fortunately, the young lad did not know this. The wife was very clever. Outwardly, she was kind, polite, and affectionate to him, but inwardly, she was hostile and mistrustful. One day, a friend came to the zamindar's home and saw that he was very sad. The friend asked,
"Why are you so sad?"
The zamindar answered,
"My wife and I are not getting along because of this servant. We each have a different opinion of him."
"Don't worry. I can solve the problem and tell you whether he is good or bad."
One day, while the servant was watching the goats in a field, the master's friend came up to him.
"This particular goat is so beautiful. Will you sell it to me for 5 rupees?
No. I am sorry. I cannot sell it.
Will you sell it to me for 10 rupees?
No, I am sorry.
20 rupees?
If you want to buy the goat, go to my master and give him the 20 rupees. If my master says he will sell it, then I will give it to you."
"Who wants to go to your master? His house is quite far. Let me give you 30 rupees. I am sure that your master does not give you enough salary. Keep the 30 rupees and tell your master that the goat was stolen. Your master has so many goats, he won't even know it is gone."
No, I can't do that. He would know. And even if he didn't notice, I know how many goats he has, so I would know that one was missing."
"Just take 30 rupees and give me the goat. Then go and give your master the money and tell him you have sold it."
I'm sorry. I can't sell it without my master's permission."
"If I give you 100 rupees, will you give me the goat? Then you can keep all the money."
I am not a thief. I could never keep the money."
"You could give him 70 rupees and keep, 30 for yourself. Or you could just tell him the goat was stolen and keep all the money for yourself."
"I could never do that." But the man persisted,
and the servant finally conceded. If you really want to give me 100 rupees for one goat, then I will accept the money and give it to my master. The zamindar's friend was very curious to see what the servant would do with the money. He thought,
either he will give his master a little less, or tell him the goat was stolen. No matter what he does, I will be able to tell his master the true story.
The servant went to his master and gave him the 100 rupees. He said,
Master, forgive me. Without your permission, I sold a goat for 100 rupees. I knew that the goat was worth only 5 rupees, but this man insisted on giving me 100 for it. I thought that you would be very happy to get 100 rupees for a goat that is worth only 5. Now you can buy many more goats.
I wish to speak to my husband privately for a minute. Would you please go away from here?
Then the wife said to her husband,
I don't trust him. I tell you, he sold it at an even higher price and is giving us only one part of it.
She did not know that it was the zamindar's friend who had brought the goat. Just then, the zamindar's friend arrived at his house and asked,
What is happening?
The zamindar said, Our servant told us he sold a goat for 100 rupees, and I don't suspect him of wrongdoing, but my wife, as usual, does. She feels that he has sold the goat for a still higher price and kept some money for himself.
You will never find anybody in your lifetime as honest and sincere as this servant. It is I who bought the goat for 100 rupees. I tried to persuade him to keep the money for himself. I was testing him. But each and every time he proved his honesty. I have examined him thoroughly. He is sincerity incarnate.
The zamindar said to his wife,
I told you so.
The wife said,
It is always good to test people in this way. From now on, I will trust this boy as my own.
The Old Lady Who Cried Bitterly During the Sermon. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Bud Chambudra Knox. An old lady came to listen to the priest's sermon during the morning service. The priest was saying such nice things, and all the people were listening to him very devotedly. They were all deeply appreciating his sermon. As he was speaking, the priest saw that the old lady was crying bitterly. He stopped the sermon and came up to her. With sincere concern and compassion, he asked, What has happened? Why are you crying? Have you lost your husband? Have you lost your son or daughter? Why are you so grief-stricken? The lady answered,
I have not lost anyone, but I cannot tell you why I am crying. Oh, dear.
The priest said,
Why can you not tell me? I am the priest here. So many people will sympathize with you if I tell them why you are suffering and ask them to pray for you.
You need consolation, so we shall all pray for you. If you do not want to say what calamity has taken place, I fully understand. In any case, we shall pray for you right now.
The priest said, Let us all pray for this old lady.
They started praying most soulfully for her. While they were in the midst of their prayers, the old lady asked,
May I tell you why I have been crying and crying?
The priest answered, Certainly, please tell us.
The lady said, My son is studying to become a priest. When I heard you delivering your sermon, I got the shock of my life. If my son does not preach better than you, then I'm wasting all my precious money on him. That is why I am crying. I pray to God that my son becomes a better preacher than you.
The Patriot and the Hooligan Chief. Written by Sri Chinmoy. Dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was a great patriot who conquered everyone's heart in India, especially the Bengalis. He was known as the leader of great leaders. When he was in college, he was a brilliant student. He had always a fondness for spiritual people. He helped the poor, the sick, and the needy whenever he could. Once when he was a young man, cholera broke out in Calcutta and the rich people left the city. When the epidemic broke out, there was no medical treatment for the poor, so he went to the poorest section of town and treated the sick. There were many hooligans in that part of town. They threatened him and said, "Don't come here and bother us. We don't want you. You're well educated and come from a rich family. While we are poor and ignorant, leave us alone." Bravely, he replied, "Do whatever you want. If you want to kill me, kill me. I've come into the world to help the poor and sick. I'll continue to bring money and food and try to help as much as I can." One day, the only son of the hooligan leader was stricken with cholera. So the young man went to his house and cared for the son, feeding him and giving him medical treatment. The hooligan leader was deeply moved. "I threatened you and warned you not to come here, and still you have come to help my son. You're a brave man." The young man said, "It's not a matter of bravery. It's a matter of necessity. I see God in everyone. When I see someone suffering, I feel it is my duty to help. One must help one's brother when he is in need." The hooligan chief bowed down to the young man and said, "You're not human. You are divine." This matchless leader and patriot was none other than Netaji Subhas Chandra Bose.
The Pilgrimage by Sri Chinmoy. Dramatized by
Tejoshi van der Walt,
Budsamudra Knox,
and me, Devashishu Torpy. Once there were two neighbors who were friends and, at the same time, rivals. Both of them were very shrewd and miserly. At times they were absolutely unthinkably undivine. One day they decided to go on a pilgrimage. Their wives made up delicious baskets of food for them, and they left very early in the morning. After they had walked for 2 hours, it was breakfast time.
"Let us not stop for breakfast. We don't need to eat right now."
The other one said,
"I agree. Let's keep walking and stop later for lunch instead."
So they continued walking. When lunchtime came,
"I'm not hungry. If you want to eat, go ahead, but I'm not hungry in the least."
"Oh, I'm not hungry either. Let's walk until we are tired. Then we can stop and eat."
Both of them were perfect rogues. Each one thought that his own wife had made the best food and didn't want to share it with the other. Each one thought,
"If we walk for some time, then my friend will become tired and fall asleep.
I'll be able to eat my food all by myself. I don't want to share any of it with him."
They walked until it was evening, and they were both very tired. After they stopped, each one was waiting for the other to fall asleep. They waited and waited. Finally, both of them fell asleep. The following morning, when they woke up, they saw that their food was crawling with ants. Instead of blaming themselves, they got mad at their wives.
"We didn't check our food when they gave it to us.
And now we find ants all over it. When we go home, we'll give them a piece of our mind.
But they were still tired and decided to rest a while longer. When they woke up a few hours later, they found rats eating what was left of their food. They were so disgusted that they immediately went home and insulted and scolded their wives. Their wives said,
"Why didn't you eat the food we gave you during the day?
Each one told his wife.
I didn't want to share any of your excellent food with that rascal. It took him so long to fall asleep that I fell asleep too.
Each wife told her husband.
Since both of you are so greedy and miserly, when you start on your pilgrimage again, I will give you simple food. A loaf of bread, which you can share with your friend. He will be pleased if you share it.
Since you are traveling together, you can at least have this much friendship.
One wife made bread that was very salty, and the other made bread with no salt at all. Since their wives had made them food that was very simple, both men were extremely generous.
I'm sure your wife is a good cook. Let's exchange food.
That is an excellent idea.
So they exchanged their food and started eating. The one who got the salty bread said,
Your wife can't cook.
The other one responded with,
Your wife can't cook. There's no salt in this bread. It's tasteless.
My wife is an excellent cook.
Your wife? Then how is it that she forgot to put salt in the bread?
Well, how is it that your wife put too much salt in her bread?
They continued to fight until their pilgrimage came to an end. And again they went home and insulted their wives. Each of them said to his wife,
You made horrible food. I was ashamed.
Their wives replied,
We thought that you were good friends. If you had shared your food with each other, there would have been no problem. One loaf of bread had too much salt.
And the other had no salt at all. If you had shared, it would have been delicious for both of you.
The husbands learned an important lesson from their wives. When you share with your friends, you will lead a more fulfilling life.
Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds. This has been episode 8. I'd like to thank my guests for joining me today. It was a tremendous amount of fun. And in our next episode, episode 9, you'll hear from Kun Roberts, who will read Silence Liberates. And as for the rest of the episode, I've got no idea what will happen, so no doubt it will be a very big surprise. I do hope you can join me then. I wish you well. I'm Butsumudra. Goodbye.